Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to Soul Purpose Healing. Thank you for joining us on this special morning show, the Rainbow Coalition of Rock Medicine Women. I am especially honored to receive this morning to welcome some very special women to this show, and they're going to share with us about rock medicine and the stone energies. These women are gifted to hear and to do a special work on this earth. And so my name is Viata. I am your host on Soul Purpose Healing, and we have quite a few callers on the line already. So we're going to open up the lines right away so we can begin this very special program that is going to bring us all more knowledge, wisdom, and understanding about the rock medicine women. So I want to welcome, first of all, Mama AZ to Soul Purpose Healing and the Rainbow Coalition of Rock Medicine Women. Welcome, Mama AZ.
Oh, sister, thank you so much. I feel so blessed and so honored, and I give all thanks to the Most High that you are even allowing us to do this at this particular time. Today is my mom's Earth Day. It's exactly 1 minute, 2 minutes after 12 North Carolina time, and 10:02 Arizona time. But however, my mom was born in Clarksville, Texas. She came to the planet as Maddie Cunningham. And this is especially a very special and sacred time for me because of the communication that I've been having with my mom. However, before we get started, is Sister Nirudina on the line? Because she is going to read a prayer. She's out of Florida. It's a 561 area code.
Yes, she is. I'll open that up. Sister Miradina, are you there?
Yes. Peace, love, health, and happiness, Sister.
Welcome. Viata. Welcome, Sister. I'm honored to have all you beautiful souls here on the show. Go ahead, Sister Miradina.
And also, just 1 minute, also Sister Sophia L., who has a 336 number, she's there too.
Okay, 336. Yes, she is here. Wait a minute.
Yes, ma'am.
336. Is that her area code?
That's the area code. 336 259.
I don't see her on here yet. Maybe she's still coming. Okay.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Sister Nirudina. I apologize.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Abundantly grateful. And I would like to share a prayer poem with you all that I wrote back in, that's been traveling with me for a while. So I think you're going to like this. But before, of course, when we start, I would like to invite you to breathe. Let's take in a sacred breath and pull us all together on the same chord here, a chord. and I like to share the breath before I start reading. So if we could, let's fill our abdomen up with the breath, in breath, and hold it for a moment, and then out breath. Again, in breath. Hold it. And out breath. And one more time, in breath. And hold it. In Exhale through the smile. Out breath. Who am I and why am I here? By Priestess O Divine Spirit of all of us, make it clear. Help me to remember why am I here. What's my purpose?
We have some background noise somewhere. Please put it on mute, everybody, if you possibly can.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out who that is. I'm sorry. Sister.
Okay. You want me to continue?
Go ahead. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Who am I and why am I here? Prayer poem. O Divine Spirit of all of us, make it clear. Help me to remember why am I here. What is my purpose on this earth? What am I to contribute? What is my stay worth? How am I to be in your divine plan? What is my role as a human? O divine destiny, O divine destiny. That is exclusively me. Turn on my inner light so that I may see. This life I have chosen to experience. This road I have consented to take so that I may remember you, remember me, remember we for my evolutionary sake. Whatever my task may be, I will gratefully accept my part and put my whole self into it, my mind, body, soul, spirit, and heart. So please, Divine Spirit, make it clear. Help me to remember why am I here.
Sister?
Yes.
I'm not sure where that background noise is coming from, but
yeah,
I've
muted
now.
Out everyone other than the three of us, so I'm not
okay.
Sure either, but go ahead. I'll be praying for that.
Yes, ma'am, I will be too. Yes, ma'am. All right, Sister Naradina,
what is your area code? Did we lose her?
We may have. I'm not sure.
What's her area code? Is it 434?
No, ma'am. It's 641. No, 561.
Okay, let me bring her back on. Sister Naradina.
Uh-huh. Peace, love, health.
Sorry, I'm trying to eliminate the noise, and I eliminated you for a minute. Praise y'all.
Uh-huh.
We're here. We're all three back again.
Great, but we finished the poem, though, right?
Yes,
yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Beautiful.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You.
Well, I will begin. I was wondering if Sister Sophia L. was on. She has
what is her?
336-259.
No, I don't see her here.
Okay.
If she's here, raise your hand. Hit one, but I don't see a 336 on the line yet.
Okay. All right, then. Well, we shall get started in about a few minutes. I would like to say to you, Sister Vyatta, that this journey with you is a very, very special journey. And just due to the fact that you have felt my vibration and allowed us to be a part of your soul purpose healing network, I'd like to ask you, how did you come up with that name before we get started? I really need to know.
I think You know, that's a good question. I think in my journey of healing and restoration and knowledge and wisdom, I began to fully understand my soul purpose on this earth. And in understanding or overstanding that this mission, I began to seek ways to reach out to others that they might be healed as they understand their soul purpose on earth. I believe I came to understand that that is the key to living a joyful life and living and being on this journey with passion and wisdom and understanding, is to understand why we are here. Mm-hmm. And so in my seeking to have a platform, that's, I think, why the soul purpose healing came up, because I was so much into my own soul purpose, and I was on a healing journey. So it was through prayer, meditation, and divine guidance that name came to me.
Yes.
So,
well, I truly understand that. In having conversations with my mom and her guidance at this particular time, because her being Sagittarian, I've had the opportunity to just go within myself since I've been back here in North Carolina. I came here for one purpose, and I got some of it done. However, I have not been able to complete this part of the journey. And my sister out in Sacramento, she said to me, this is a time for reflection and just rest and being appreciative of this quiet time. And this is a time for you to go in within yourself and ask yourself, what is it that is going to take for you to heal? And when I heard my mom speak to me from the other side, she told me exactly what to do. She first asked me to connect with you, and I mean this, Sister Viata, to express how important this mission is with the Rock Medicine Women. And I give thanks to the Most High for Sister Nuradina, because Sister Nuradina gave me the courage to continue on this mission. Now, Sister Nuradina was up at Mothers for the Earth in Virginia and part of North Carolina. There's a mound there. And also, there's a medicine wheel that we are putting into place as we speak. The base for the medicine spiral is there, and there's also a medicine wheel. Now, Sister Nuradina did an internship there at Mothers for the Earth, at Reflective Gateways, at the cabin in Virginia. And I was so impressed of her tenacity to just stick with it for as long as she could. And I'm going to let her tell you how we came to connect with one another, because it's vital so that you can understand the process. Sister Nuradina, you go ahead.
You know, I thought about something tonight, you know, since you said that one of the things that we want to bring out is the importance of us gathering these rocks, and so that we can start to build these mounds and medicine wheels with these rocks. And I remembered probably 94, I went to Arizona. And I went to Dr. Goss land, you know, Dr. Goss with the new body product. He had a retreat there in Sedona, around that area. And while I was there, I gathered the rocks. All of these rocks told me to pick them up. Now, you have the green, what do you call it, the blue stone there. You have those, but I got some of those beautiful crystals and everything. But what I was picking up was rocks, okay? And they were telling me to get them. And I had two big bags full of rocks, Arizona, okay? When I was coming from on the airplane, my bag was so heavy, everybody had already got on the airplane. And they held up the airplane. Back then, they would hold the airplane up for, you know, for somebody if they had a bag of rocks. And what? Yes, that was about 1993 or something like that, maybe a little early. I was in Arizona, and I picked up a whole lot of rocks, and I brought those rocks to Washington, D.C. I was living in Maryland at the time, and I brought all of those rocks to Maryland, and I gave those rocks out to everybody. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
I thought about that today. I know. I thought about that tonight. I said that was way back then, and I was in Arizona, and I picked up rocks. And I don't know why I had. I mean, I've always loved rocks and everything, but I got a whole bunch of them and gave them out all over every place I went for years. And so, anyhow, I thought you would like that. That thought.
Sister, I thank you so much. Well,
even before
why
we're doing
things. Oh, my God.
Towards our purpose, you know, or to help deal with other things. Mm-hmm.
You know, Sister Nuruddina, she had been telling me, Sister Viata, for a long time about dancing in the forest, women coming together and dancing.
Mm-hmm.
This February 14th, Valentine's Day, wherever we are going to be dancing. I'll be in Arizona. And I'm asking women who are on this call to impress other women on Valentine's Day from whatever point you are to dance. But not only to dance, be in silent meditation for at least 1 hour. You don't say anything to anybody. You just be quiet and go within. And if you are in the area of stones, meaning rocks, pick up a stone as big as your hand, because that particular stone, we're going to put your name on it, or you're going to put your name on it, and we're going to take that stone that you gathered and bring it to Virginia to place it inside the medicine spiral that is already there.
Mm-hmm.
About when Sister Nuruddina was up at the cabin or up at Mothers for the Earth during her internship, I had a vision of a spiral, a medicine spiral, and it was, you know, like the Milky Way. And I didn't know, this was like maybe 7 years ago. And I shared it with Sister Nuruddina. I shared it, and at that time, it just did not seem to materialize. You know, because I had some oppositions with the people who own the land. However, that's not the case now, you see. And this beautiful sister who monitors my Facebook page, I know it's Facebook, but I call it Spacebook. It's Makita Mayotte out of Raleigh, Durham. About 2 years ago, she sent me a picture of the spiral. I couldn't believe it. In this particular spiral, you can go up on the contraption, meaning the computer, and pull up the Unity Church in Chapel Hill and see that spiral. Well, for a year, I talked to the gentleman who was a part of putting that there at the Unity Church. Now, he and I and his friend Gaines, Brother Joseph and Mr. Gaines, and Sister Sophia L., who's up in South Boston, Virginia. She, myself, Gaines, and Brother Joseph, we are now putting this medicine spiral together. But this is not all. My mom, through a dream, had me to go to the library here in High Point years ago and told me that it was somebody that I needed to go there to meet. That somebody was Sister Sophia L., who also is a Sagittarian, who also had her Earth Day on the 7th, which was Sunday, you see. And she also has been a crucial part of this journey of me gathering the Godfathers from the different places down in South Carolina to bring them there to this medicine spiral, you see. So this is why we came up with the name the Rainbow Coalition of Rock Medicine Women, because this is what we do. These particular women hear the stones talk and speak to them. And you have to realize that these stones are the oldest record keepers on this particular planet. And all can hear if they allow their minds to be open and receptive enough to hear this. At first I thought I was crazy, but I know not now that I know now that I'm not. And I'm so grateful for the people in my life, Vanilla Bright, who's allowed me to put up a medicine wheel in her yard and house some of these stones that are also going to be coming to Virginia. I never said anything to anybody until I got the confirmation that that's where those stones that I've gathered in Arizona are to come. And now, because of the input that Brother Joseph has had in my life and assisting me with opening up the gateway at Mothers for the Earth, we are now putting the medicine spiral in place. And all of the women that are able to come and place their stones that they have gathered there in that medicine spiral, we're inviting them to come. And the women that are not able to come, we will find a way to get their stones from all over this planet to place in that spiral medicine wheel. I'd like to give you some information. Mount Shasta is one of the strategic places that there's a line, a ley line there that goes from Virginia to Chapel Hill to Mount Shasta and even Haifa, Israel, and many other places. And when the opportunity presents itself, Sister Viata, I'd like for you to have Brother Joseph on your show so that we can get additional clarification on just exactly the purpose of this. These stones are put into place for healing of this planet and the healing of women, period, because it's so much this harmony between men and women, and that is one major reason that Sister Priestess Nuruddina is a major part of this gathering, February the 14th, all women coming together from wherever they are to dance. Now, Sister Nuruddina, are you still there?
You know what? I cleared out that noise. So what's her number again? So because I cleared.
It's 561.
Okay, I got her. I'll bring her back on.
Okay.
I'm trying to get rid
of
that.
Thank you so much.
Sister Nuruddina, are
you
there?
So
yes, I am. I'm still here.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. I wanted to say that I wanted to tell you about the rock, and I thought that was quite interesting that we made the connection. So I wanted to ask you also about the rock. So a lot of us are gathering these rocks, and these rocks are talking to us, and I've been a person that's been listening to rock talk for a long time now that you're saying that. You know, I never thought about it before, but I've always been fond of rocks. And always been a collector of them as well. So now here we are. You were saying that I was in the Reflective Gateway Forest in Alton, Virginia, and mm-hmm. I was there for 3 years. You call it an intern, but actually if I was intern, I was interning with nature. I want to get that clear. That Sister Viata had to see a good picture with Mother Nature
mm-hmm.
because I was there by myself.
Mm.
You know,
okay.
So most people think an intern of anything. If anything, I was more like on a sabbatical, and being mentored by Mother Nature in the arms of Father Forest, Gateway Forest. So that's where we were, and
beautiful.
And the amazing thing is that the way that, and I want to tell this part of it because we sound like we're like going here and there, but that's because that's how life has been. You know, so now I'm understanding better. One reason why a lot of us women, we talk this way and 1 minute we'll go to this subject, we'll go to that, is that because it's kind of happening like that in our life. So here years later, I'm in Atlanta, and I had a business where I was marketing, and called up some people. No, let me back up. I met Arizona through another one of the young ladies that was part of the temple that I had, the Agnihotra Purification Temple. And I met Arizona through this young lady over the telephone. You know, that's one of her favorite things to do. We would connect over the telephone. And she was saying, you know, you and this lady got a lot in common. Priestess, I really want y'all to meet. So we met and we talked. And, you know, every now and then we would connect. So I got an invitation to move to Florida and to be part of developing a holistic healing center and retreat in Alton, Virginia, and at the Reflective Gateway Forest. And I did take the opportunity and got there. And so I had called some people to let them know about what I was doing to continue my business. And then someone connected me with, Arizona. And then Arizona connected me with someone who connected me with the person that got me to Virginia. So the reason I got there, because it was an indirect connect through Arizona. And that's how I got there. And I got a divine message also to go to the forest, and I didn't know I was going. And 2 weeks later, after I got that message, I ended up in the forest with some, place I didn't even know existed. And so when I was there, I'm on the land, and it had a house, a three-bedroom house, an older house. And we also had a cabin on this 225 acres. And I'm going into the forest. I'm talking to Arizona one day. She told me about this cabinet and for me to go there. And I went there, and Arizona had been there and left some rocks there and left a picture of some of her Native American ancestors. And I'm telling you, it was just quite amazing. I'm on the land. I didn't know this place was up there, and I went to find out that this house, this cabin, was built by the Masons. the Freemasons, Eastern Star, in that area, and it was the first Freemason up in that part of Virginia. And it had been there for almost 100 years.
Hmm.
And neither she nor I knew the history of the place, but she went and put the picture there. And then later on, I was told while I was living there that this was a place for me to go and to set my altar up and for us to build a mound. Arizona and I had not ever had a conversation about mounds or anything at that time. And I'm building the mounds, and here she's coming talking about building this medicine wheel. And so, you know, she's more clearer about that part of the purpose that we're doing. And,
hallelujah.
You know,
hallelujah.
Yeah,
we have other callers
here,
on the line. If you want me to bring them on, area code 434, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yes, who's
I'm
calling?
Here. Greetings. Gracie.
Oh, hey, Miss
Gracie. Gracie. Hi, everybody.
Hey,
Shalom.
Thank you so much for staying up. My mom gives you thanks, too. And I hope that Miss Sue is in there, too, the 928. Go ahead, Miss Gracie.
Okay, all right. I'm enjoying the conversation, too, about the rocks, and I've been gathering rocks over several years. And it is a thing about them that you just tick, 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 and you're just amazed by the colors. And it's just interesting. And I've formed them around my front of my house, and I've did other things with them as well. But I'm into the seashells as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Seashells.
The rocks from the sea.
So I'm attracted to those, too.
Mm-hmm. That's
yeah.
Uh-huh. We have someone on to area code 706. Are you there? Area code 706.
Yes, good evening. And I've been enjoying the show. Greetings, Miss AZ and Sister Niradina. It's been a while.
And your name is?
Kwame.
Kwame. Oh, welcome, Brother Kwame.
Right. And, you know, I'm out here in New Mexico right now, and I was in Arizona. And, you know, Niradina, and I went today. I'm leaving here tomorrow, headed back to Georgia, but I had to go and visit the petroglyphs and went up in the mountains and took pictures of the different glyphs and the rocks and the mountain energy. And I also have, you know, made journeys especially to triangulate since this alignment. I've been running and harvesting crystals from hot springs because that's one of the four places on the planet that pure clear quartz crystals come from. And Niradina was saying about the rocks that she took from when she went to Sedona. And Sedona has about three different vortexes there. Bell's Rock, Cathedral Rock, and another. And they're really portals that go from the cosmic back to the earth and transmute energy and triangulate along with Mount Shasta and the earth mound builders. And so here in the West, the ancients wrote and left on the glyphs the alignments and the symbols the same way that we did in Kemet. In order for us to have the reconnection back to the self when the time came. But I came here especially because I've been working with the return of the ancestors, which the prophecy about the realignment of those indigenous in the South America and those here in the Americas had to come back together in order to fulfill the prophecy for the fifth world, which we are in right now.
Mm-hmm.
And for us now in triangulating with Aluna, which means the mind of nature, and that's why the woman has come back, and I'm hearing just the divine feminine speaking on her reconnecting to her source, which is the mineral people, which is the oldest life, which is 16.4 billion years old. And so we started with the stones, and they are the acoustic record, but triangulating energy from them in being able to receive those which are lava, which comes out of the core from Shambhala. Then you have the crystals, which are transmitters and receivers. Because of our bad behavior when we were in Atlantis and Lemuria and Mu and misusing the crystals, now we're being only given technology from them to reconnect us techno-spiritually. Because we used to have a power from the mineral people or the crystal people. That's why our children now are coming out the crystalline and the indigo. Because you have, what is it, the lapis lazuri is the blue stone, and that's the indigo, and that's the transmitter. Those are the calming spirits of the mineral people. So all of this that you all are sharing is in divine order of the divine feminine, because it is her time that her womb and the womb of the cosmos, the Milky Way, are reconnecting and revibrating in order for us to make it in this healing of the earth. And so it's, you know, my privilege to be listening to how the goddesses are formulating and reconnecting when Ms. AZ is saying making the labyrinth, because the labyrinth is a meditation that you walk to reconnect in it. Because I visit a few out here, that there's one guy that I went to his healing center. He has over 2,000 stones in this labyrinth, and he puts lights on each one of them for the holidays. And it's spectacular, you know. And even I've gotten with yesterday a stone, a guy who goes out and collects the stones, and he's gotten different petroglyphs, and he's sending one back with me with the spiral, a double spiral Ms. AZ is talking about. And she doesn't have picture access, because I would have sent her the pictures. And the grandmother, one of the 13 grandmothers, clan grandmothers, gave me a statue of Gaia, and I've been taking pictures with her at the different sacred sites. Like I went there where you did the 144 drums and took a picture with her there at South Mountain. That's the gateway of the gods. That's where the Phoenix Lights and the extraterrestrial comes in at, there at that mountain. And all of these sites are connecting. And what we're preparing for is a gathering of the Kogis, which are from the Andes Mountains. They are one of the oldest tribes that ran away from the Spanish when they came in and moved up into the mountains. And now are coming back down in order for us to get the message, which is to tell us little brothers that we're messing with the mother, and how we can help in healing with the process of realigning the golden thread. So all of these teachings are necessary. Go ahead.
Brother Kwame, Mama said 12-12.
Tomorrow is the alignment day, 12-12-12. That's when it came, the alignment was complete of the 144 grid. And tomorrow is a day of meditation to realign and find that time at 12-12. And it's funny because you're on East Coast, which is midnight, so you're in the 12-12 energy.
And I give thanks to Sister Viata for allowing us to have this platform at this particular time, you know.
This is divine order, because even though we're not mindful that we're doing, we're in alignment when we do follow spirit.
That's right.
That's so
true. Yeah, and I'm grateful to be a part of it because, you know, I have two rock gardens around my house, and I will never look at a stone the same again after tonight. But I didn't know why. I just was being drawn to rocks, and I started collecting them and putting them, making gardens. So I think wherever I go, I'll have to have a rock garden, and this is just so enlightening for me to understand. We have someone, a caller, area code 312. You've been holding for a while. Area code 312, are you still there?
Yes, namaskar. The spirit in me greets the spirit in you. This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams from Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah,
oh,
I've just been fascinated
with all of you and what you're talking about. The rocks and Mama AC really
Minister, I'm so excited and thrilled, you know, because you'll get the opportunity to meet Miss Sue, Vanilla Bright, and I'm just grateful for things that she's done, you know, her spirit allowed her to do. And one of the major things that I'm so appreciative of, at my dad's house when I was there in Arizona, in Phoenix, not too far from South Mountain, Miss Sue loaded her truck with some of those godfathers, the stones from my dad's yard, and took them to San Antonio, Texas, to share with her sister. I couldn't believe that she did that, but she did that. And I will never, ever, ever forget her for doing that. And now many of the sacred stones that, like I said, that are coming up, that are going to Virginia at some point in time, they are there secure at Miss Sue's spot. And I'm so excited. You see, working with the medicine stones, that's why they said, you do rock medicine. When I'm feeling my worst, when I'm around those mineral people, the stones, honest to God, one leg is all I need, and I'm able, for some reason, the energies from those stones, from those rocks, give me what I need. And then the sacred fire, you know, it, between the two of them, it heals my body. And I notice, you know, I do not take as much medication for pain, you know, when I'm doing my work.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have another caller from Eric. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
Go ahead.
Yes,
thank you, Minister.
I just wanted to share one thing, and we're talking about picking up stones and removing them and putting them here. The sacredness of it is, in nature, is that when you remove one item from something, you have to replace it, either with tobacco, sacred herbs. You have to give something back to that spot because you're disrespecting the mother. It's like when you tell a child, if you want something, ask for it. So if you ask the mother for something and she gives it to you, the thing is to return that gift of appreciation, because what we're doing is doing as the Europeans have done and others have done, and coming in and taking but not giving back to her. We have to keep the balance and respect of her by sacredly offering prayer to her, offering to the tree, or offering to that space that we're removing it from, thanking it for allowing us to use this energy, and never take from burial sites or sacred sites stones, because those things are there specifically to hold that energy of the sacredness.
Interesting. We have a caller from area code 442. Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, hey, Miss Liz. Thank you. Thank God.
Greetings. Greetings to all of you. Very, very beautiful people.
Greetings
from the Mojave
Desert.
And
Hallelujah.
I have to say, Brother Kwame, I am profoundly touched by everything that you were saying. I have a long, long history with me from the British Isles in the research of ley lines intersecting across the whole planet, because, of course, we are geomagnetic, our bodies, and the Earth is geomagnetic. And so as someone who works with sound frequency, musician, and with stones and other materials, but particularly now highly focused on healing Earth, healing ourselves, simultaneously, and very concerned about the geomagnetic energy that is in the realignment, you know, in terms of being able to use, say, the clear crystals to amplify. This is something I'm working a lot with sound frequencies. But really, I just wanted to say that for me, a medicine wheel, and I'm working with it from the perspective of left, right hemisphere of the brain, which is my traditional teaching of Shoshone. A medicine wheel, wherever it is created, it's like a link in a chain. It makes it, it reconsecrates for yourself in the center of it. But it's like a link in a chain that these medicine wheels, we are the links in the chain. And they, as we make each one, which I would encourage everyone to begin to learn to do, which is something that, you know, in the next year I'll be going out on the road as a road woman.
Hallelujah.
With, at various points, all my fellow musician compatriots, wherever we happen to land, and we will be creating, showing people how. Not only will we be making very special instruments and showing people how to make them, help them tune up, right? But creating medicine wheels so that when we are all sitting around a sacred fire within, hey, maybe we'll just all get healed.
That's the plan. That's the plan. Yes, it is.
And we're joining together across the grid of the whole entire planet. This is linking.
Yes. We have someone from area code 336. Are you there?
Islam.
Hey, Sophia L. That's Sophia L. Thank you so much.
Welcome, Sophia L. Well, how are you?
Bless Almighty Allah. I'm doing well. I just wanted to say that from listening to the beginning, I would have to say it's a blessing to know that like mine, there are such as myself. And not only that, a lot has been spoken since, because I was listening to Brother Kwame when he was speaking, and a lot of he was speaking. I would like to say this to the sisters, brothers too, because you have a mind. We have the actual womb, but you brothers have the mind. I would like to say that to nourish it and to replenish it, and not only that, to take good care of it. And I would like to add to this conference meeting tonight, Islam and peace.
Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
We have another caller on area code 602. You've been holding. Are you there, area code 602?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. How are you? Who's calling?
Love, Thomas A.D.
Vanilla Bright. This is the domain of my day. This is Miss Sue is caretaker for some of those sacred stones. I don't think she knew where the stones, where the godfathers were going, you know, but she does now. And she is the sister who took a truckload of godfather to her sister in San Antonio, Texas. Miss Sue, thank you so much. How are you tonight?
Well, I'm very good. I wanted to offer to this consultation.
It is.
A paragraph from the gleanings of the from the writings of Baha'u'llah, because I thought that it would be appropriate for what I've been hearing, if I have your permission.
Yes,
go
ma'am.
Ahead, please. Go ahead.
Okay, this is on page 260 in gleaning, and it is which I consider sacred writings. So. That's what I consider it. Through a word proceeding out of the mouth of God, he was called into being by one word. More, he was guided to recognize the source of his education. By yet another word, his station and destiny were safeguarded. The great being saith, regard man as a mine rich in gems of inestimable value. Education can alone cause it to reveal its treasures and enable mankind to benefit therefrom. If any man were to meditate on that which the scriptures sent down from the heaven of God's holy will had revealed, he would readily recognize that their purpose is that all men shall be regarded as one soul, so that the seal bearing the words, the kingdom shall be God's, may be stamped on every heart, and the light of divine bounty and grace and mercy may envelop all mankind.
Beautiful.
So that's what I wanted to offer.
Thank you. That's beautiful. Yeah. All men regarded as one soul. That's a powerful statement all of us to understand that we are a collective energy with one source above us and in us, not just above, but in us and around us, the stones. This is a beautiful, beautiful statement. So, Mama AC, we have a few minutes left. You have any final words?
Yes. I'm just grateful. Go ahead.
Peace, love, health, and happiness.
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to say, can you hear me?
Yes,
ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Okay, great. I wanted to speak just a little bit more and then say abundantly grateful to all of you that's on the phone. And Arizona was talking about February the 14th. That's 1 Billion Rising. 1BillionRising.org is a worldwide movement to end abuse, violence against women, and I like to say abuse and rape against mothers, daughters, sisters, and sons. We have been dancing since February the 14th, 2013. 100 countries all danced simultaneously, singing the same song, doing the same move with the same intensity to obliterate rape and abuse and violence on the planet. And 2014, 207 countries danced, and we all did 1BillionRising.org, and this 215, all the countries on the planet, mothers and daughters, we're all dancing. And so we want to encourage you all to use the energy, like Kwame was saying, we are that energy force. If any change can happen, is because of our intense energy to focus at the same time. And I love the suggestion, Mama Arizona, to take an hour and to use your energy on that day. Sometime within the course of that day, and I'm going to put it out on all of the stations, and I ask you all to pass it on, but sometime in the course of that day, not only do you dance, but just really, really pray, sing, whatever it is you have to do to see it, to see that this has ended by feeling it, and let us make a change and shift the earth through our intense energy. All mind comes through the womb mind. and all this rape and abuse and everything, we are raping and abusing ourselves. Okay, so it's nobody bad and ain't nobody mad. We're not doing this because we're mad. We're doing this because it is time for us to align with the new world of healthy, happy boys and girls, all of us. So please go on 1billionrising.org, go to your church or schools, wherever it is on that day, teach the dance, show the dance, and gather your people together, and let's bust this up, because once we have healed ourselves of that, once that is over on the planet, then we will truly see this age of Aquarius blossom into a place that we have never, a way of living that we have never, ever, ever seen. It's a new spin on the world, and we've never done it before. So it's win, joy for everyone. So 1billionrising.org. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wonderful. Thank everybody for coming together at this time. Everybody who's on the line, Miss Sue, Minister, Sister Sophia L, Liz, Miss Liz, everybody. I love you all. I love us all. Thank you, Sister Vayata.
Thank you. And we should come together again before February to, again, and promote this dancing and the change that we want to see on this earth. We have to keep this momentum going.
Yes.
So we will come back again.
Allowing me to come through her gate today. Thank you, Maddie Paris. Thank you, Maddie Cunningham Paris. Okay,
aho. Aho. Shalom, everybody. Have a blessed day. It's a new day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Aho, Beka.
Good day.
Good day.